Good morning, it's Wednesday, June 26th, and this is the Daily Chirp Podcast. We're bringing you a closer look at our top stories and other important things going on in our community. Today, we explore the fascinating world of Stephen Mertz, a writer whose versatility and talent have enabled him to publish more than 50 books and master multiple literary genres. Before we begin, we'd like to thank our sponsors at Lawley Automotive.
Hi everyone, I'm Sean Lawley from the Lawley Automotive Group, and we've stocked up on inventory at all of our dealerships. If you've been thinking about a new car, we've got the deal for you on a new Buick, GMC, Chevrolet, Ford, Kia, Hyundai, Honda, Nissan, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. You don't have to go to Tucson or Phoenix to buy a new vehicle. We're your hometown dealer since 1995. We'll beat the big city dealers in price, and our customer service is small town dealer friendly. Come into any one of the Lawley dealerships today or shop lawleycars.com and see why nobody beats a Lawley deal. Nobody.
Now some Arizona trivia. Did you know that Anna Fabrega is an Arizonan comedian known for her work on HBO's Los Espookies? She studied economics and business at Fordham University before shifting from finance to comedy. Fabrega gained recognition through online videos and stand-up, leading to roles on At Home with Amy Sedaris and The Chris Gethard Show. Named a Just for Laughs new face in 2017, she joined Fred Armisen and Julio Torres to co-create Los Espookies, where she also acts as Tati. The show's first season aired in 2019, and its second season wrapped in 2022. Fabrega also appeared in the 2022 film Father of the Bride. Today's episode is brought to you in part by Benson Hospital. They're doing more than treating illnesses in Benson, they're building a healthier community. Looking for a rewarding career? Come work for Benson Hospital and enjoy the small-town-friendly culture, patient-centered goals, and upgraded facility. Benson Hospital ranks high among hospitals nationwide for overall employee engagement. To learn more about career opportunities, visit their website at bensonhospital.org/careers. Now our feature story. Stephen Mertz is a writer whose versatility and talent have enabled him to publish more than 50 books and master multiple literary genres. Mertz is a name that might be familiar to readers of paranormal dark suspense, historical speculative thrillers, and adult westerns. His literary style is hard-hitting and straightforward, capturing the imagination of his audience and influencing many younger genre writers. Edgar Award winner Joe Lansdale once praised his work, describing his novels as, quote, hard-edged, fast-paced thrillers full of dark surprises. Mertz has written under various pseudonyms, including Jim Case, Don Pendleton, and Jack Buchanan, adapting his voice and ability to different genres. His works have been published by prominent names such as Signet and Harlequin. Recently, Wolfpack Press acquired all of Mertz's titles, making it easier for readers to find his books. His extensive bibliography includes titles like The Korean Intercept, Blood Red Sun, The Moses Deception, and Homicidal Saigon. Despite his extensive body of work, Mertz holds a special fondness for his series of adult Western novels featuring the protagonists Kate and J.D. This dynamic couple stars in a 16-book series called Blaze. Mertz describes the series with a chuckle, saying, quote, that's not your grandpa's Western. They're married. Before they got married, they drew the fastest guns in the territory, and now they're bounty hunters. Beyond writing, Mertz has a passion for music. He has performed as a singer and harmonica player, even opening for the esteemed bluesman James Cotton. Nevertheless, writing remains his primary source of income, allowing him to maintain a secure and comfortable lifestyle. Born in Milwaukee, Mertz moved to Arizona in 1972 and now lives in a rural part of Cochise County. He values his privacy, a common trait among writers, yet he enjoys socializing under the right circumstances. He said, quote, if someone visits me here in Cochise County, they really want to see me. Mertz cherishes his home, filled with movies, music, and books, as an ideal environment for his writing. Mertz has slowed down a bit from his early output, cranking out one novel per year instead of four. One thing is for certain, however, he always has another book in the hopper. He'll keep writing for as long as he can sit in front of a keyboard. Thanks for listening. Before we continue, a quick message from our sponsors, Ace Hardware.
Hi, this is Les from Sierra Vista Ace. This is a great time to paint. Ace stocks Clark & Kensington, Valspar, Dunn Edwards, and our own Ace Royal Paint in interior and exterior finishes. We can computer match other brands and colors too. All the colors you can imagine, even one named Sierra Vista. Decide on the wall or room to paint, bring in a color idea, and let Ace mix your paint. Treat yourself to a new brush and roller too. Save gas, save time, shop Ace first. Sierra Vista Ace since 1981 on the corner of Fry and Highway 92.
Next, with the polls saying the two candidates for president are neck and neck, every vote counts, and no event is too small for campaigning. The Biden campaign is sending people to bingo games, and the Trump campaign is making a push for groups who haven't come out strong for him in the past, including Hispanic and Black voters. Regan Gallo of Cronkite News has the story.
Is only getting closer, and that means Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump are narrowing in on their voters, especially in purple states like Arizona. Cronkite reporter Regan Gallo explains that campaigns are everywhere you look, tap, or touch.
It may not be a typical bingo game, but the Seniors for Biden bingo is one way the Biden-Harris campaign is making a splash within the retired community.
I love the concept because just sitting at my table today, I met people I had no idea were invested in helping to re-elect Joe Biden. And now I have new friends.
Players won prizes, socialized, and were pleased with the attention from the Biden-Harris campaign.
That means there's interest in our generation.
So it is really interesting. The bingo game just ended and everyone was headed out the door. And everyone talked about that the difference between a big rally compared to something like this is the one-on-one relationship building that they get to do at a smaller event like this.
Like Biden, Trump is also reaching out to specific demographic groups. Trump just relaunched Latino Americans for Trump and Black Americans for Trump.
43% of the people who live in Phoenix are Hispanic, and I believe about 45% in Tucson. So this is a huge voting block.
Martinez says look for family events geared towards Hispanics in communities across Arizona.
Out to the adult voters, but also to the youngsters, because we've got to start them early for them to understand that this is something that they should be engaged in.
And let's not forget social media. President Joe Biden has been on TikTok to reach the younger audiences. And recently, Trump started his own TikTok account, searching for likes, clicks, and campaign analytics within very specific groups is a newer concept.
2000s, early 2000s, and later, that's really when it really ramped up in terms of campaigns hiring statisticians and psychometricians that really do analysis on the ability to use campaigns to target certain populations and certain demographics.
Rouse notes that certain groups of voters need a lot more targeted engagement in order to get them to decide on their candidate. That's why you may see these campaigns at your next barbecue cookout. In Phoenix, Regan Gallo, Cronkite News.
President Biden currently has 380,000 followers on TikTok in comparison to Trump, who just launched his TikTok account after the hush money verdict with 6.4 million followers.
Thanks for listening. Before we continue, a quick message from our sponsors, Prestige Family Living.
At Prestige Assisted Living at Sierra Vista, we know that the best food comes from the heart. Our dining program, A Taste of Prestige, is crafted by our talented culinary teams and tailored to the nutritional needs of older adults. We use fresh ingredients and local flavors to prepare healthy, mouthwatering meals our residents love. It's one more way we help older adults celebrate life at every age. For more about dining at Prestige Senior Living, visit tasteofprestige.com. Again, that's tasteofprestige.com.
Next, an upcoming event that you should know about. This Friday at 7 p.m., head over to the Horned Toad for an evening of comedy. Hosted by Kenny Shade and featuring Michael Patrick Hurley and Nicole Riesgo, there will be other special guests and acts. Hurley was voted Arizona's funniest comedian in 2017. Finally, today we're remembering the life of Kenny McMinimy. Kenny was born in Tucson in 1964. Kenny lived most of his life in Benson. He graduated from Benson High School in 1982 and played baseball at Yavapai Community College. In 1985, he married his high school sweetheart, Christine, and pursued a career in law enforcement and public service. They had two children together. Kenny enjoyed coaching sports, boating, riding ATVs, and playing drums. Known for his handyman skills, he built their family home and many projects. He was predeceased by his mother and is survived by his wife, children, father, siblings, in-laws, nieces, nephews, and many loved ones. Thank you for taking a moment to celebrate and remember Kenny's life. Thanks for tuning in to the Herald Review podcast today. And remember, the Herald Review is here for you with local news you can trust. Subscribe today for unlimited access to all of our content for just $14 per month. This is less than the cost of 1 hour of one reporter's work on a single story. Also, want to stay up to date on what's going on? Join Neighbor, your trusted neighborhood community. Neighbor is a free online forum you can trust to connect with your community, focus on facts, and make a difference. Join the conversation. Visit nabur.myheraldofyou.com.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, especially in Cochise County. Become part of the hyperlocal conversation on Cochise County's exclusive social media platform, Neighbor. That's N-A-B-U-R. Your neighbors are striking up meaningful conversations, sharing exquisite Cochise County photos, and respecting each other's views without any other social media noise. No unwanted advertising and only respectful conversations on hot community topics. That's right. Our journalism project manager can set the record straight and help answer any pressing questions about the happenings in our community. Join the conversation at myheraldreview.com/NABUR.